Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. A new normal. You might have heard that phrase before. It talks about normal being normal because things change in our lives. And it is the testimony of our guest today. She's recently been experiencing what a new normal actually means. You might experience some new normal moments in your life, and you'll be able to relate with the things that she's going through because she's going through it in a very deep, deep, painful, struggling kind of a way. But you know what? God brings certain people into our studios for such a time as is opportune for the moment where the Lord has a word for you to bring you hope. Sometimes we think, I wonder if God knows what I'm going through. Does God understand the way that I feel or the despair that I'm experiencing right now? The Lord sends our guest today to remind you that there is hope. Not only hope for tomorrow, but hope right now in the middle of the struggle. We pause at the beginning of our show, typically, to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is to do just that, to remind you that God loves you and that He knows you, and that, and you'll hear it from my guest as well, He loves you so much that He wants to have a relationship with you. He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins, for your sins and mine. He shed His blood, His precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away. And Jesus, He was buried. And 3 days later, Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. It's a historical fact. Christ is alive. And to this very day, and on this very day, He is still changing people's lives, filling them with hope, giving them a new start and a new heart. You know, the Bible says that if anyone is in Christ, he, she is a new creation. Old things pass away. Behold, all things have become new. That can be your experience today. Cheryl Gruber. She was born in Des Moines, Iowa. Raised in church, attended the same Assemblies of God church until she left for college. She gave her heart to Christ at the tender young age of 5. And she began full-time ministry, going door-to-door, inviting and going with her parents to visit people and pray for them. She was baptized at the age of 12. Baptized in the Holy Spirit at age 13, attended Central Bible College in Springfield, Missouri, and then she met her husband there in college, her husband Tim Gruber. They got married, young, 20 and 21 years old, and then she helped Tim finish college and with 2 degrees, a degree in music and Bible. And their first ministry assignment was as youth pastors in Coffeyville, Kansas. They did youth and music ministry for more than 15 years. And she continued in youth ministry, mentoring, discipling students. They moved to Detroit, helped plant an inner city church. And then 2 years later, they planted a church of their own. And the stress of ministry made them decide to move to Hawaii and so that Tim could work with his dad. They were blessed with their son, Michael. And he was born in our own, very own Wahiawa Hospital. And Cheryl is here with us today to share her story because as she has lived a life of devotion to God, she recently has gone through a very rough time. And she's here in the middle of it to share heart to heart with you. Cheryl, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
So I gave a rough background. Okay, what is it like, Cheryl, to grow up in Des Moines, Iowa?
You eat a lot of corn and pig ribs.
Well, you know, coming from Hawaii, yeah. Corn and ribs is a very good thing. You know, that's a special thing.
Yeah.
What are some of your relished childhood memories?
Well, mainly my life centered around church. So in the church that I attended, it was, like I said, I started full-time ministry the day I gave my life to Christ when I was 5. And that was kind of the philosophy of our church. And so I've always been in ministry. And I've always been a part of youth camps and those kind of things. And I'm not saying that I didn't find my own trouble. You can find trouble in the Midwest pretty easily. Mm. But the sustaining thing for me was my church. That was my family.
Cheryl, who influenced you most in those tender years growing up?
The biggest influence of my life, and I've always said this, is my senior pastor. He was my pastor who baptized me as when I was 12 and led me to Christ. And when I got married, he married me and my husband. When my husband was ordained, he's the one that handed him his Bible to be ordained. And so Pastor Arrowwood, he's 70-something now and still going strong, but I would go spend the afternoons with the pastor kids, and we had to be quiet on Sundays because he prayed all day for that Sunday night service. And if I was there on Saturday, him and his wife fasted all day. And so we were out playing and being kids, but I never forgot seeing that man crying out for his city and for lost people. And that's, I think, the biggest influence he had on me. The other one was that he never neglected, not once, to come up to me. And I know I wasn't the only one, but he made you feel like you were the only one. That God had a plan and purpose for my life, and that I needed to pursue that and find out what God wanted me to do. So he was the biggest one.
You know, there's an obvious tenderness when you talk about Pastor Arrowwood in his 70s. And I hope you can let him know, because he's still going strong. But you know, he's going strong. His ministry is flowing like rivers in Hawaii now, and through these radio waves and the internet, as Cheryl Gruber herself shares her testimony. It's a legacy for the Lord that he has left in your life because of his faithfulness, and now your faithfulness in the testimony that God has given you to share. So you came to Hawaii. Your son was born.
Yes, Michael.
And eventually you and Tim were connected with a church called Hope Chapel Mililani.
Yes.
And tell us how that came to be.
Well, my husband came a month ahead of me. I had to train the person, the spot for I was leaving. And he attended several churches. We had been a part of inner city ministry. And so I go, are you finding anything like that where they're in prayer every day? We prayed every day at that church, did a lot of outreach, a lot of evangelism, and saw a lot of lives changed. And not that there aren't those churches, we just had a tough time finding them. And we were actually going to go to another church, but the time was wrong in the newspaper. So we ended up at Hope Chapel Mililani, because it said it was a Foursquare church, and we were familiar with Foursquare. being out of the Assemblies of God. And the moment I walked in, the music for me was okay. I like black gospel music, so it was okay. But the preaching was really sound, and the people were incredibly friendly to us. And the first Sunday, the pastor, Jeff McKay, mm-hmm. he reached out to my husband. And within a month, we were filling in at another church. They were without a pastor. And they wanted us to pastor, and I said, no, not yet. We're not going to do that yet. I just didn't feel it was time. And that's when we got pregnant and had Michael come along. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of how we ended up there. And they've been our family ever since.
And you're there now.
Yeah.
And you're ministering. Now, our listener is listening. They hear your voice. Like I said, there's a gentleness and a tenderness. Right now, you are going through a time that people would dread, even to get the news that they have this condition, and you're in the middle of it. We're going to take a quick break right now, Cheryl, but when we come back, I want to get right into it. I want you to share with us what it is that you're suffering and the things that you have to do for treatment. You see, as you listen to Cheryl Gruber, she is a woman that's literally in pain. She is in the middle of struggle. And it's you know, sometimes desperation and courage are very closely connected. We become so desperate that we have courage that we never knew we had. And you know, sometimes God uses those things, and I can't help but to wonder, are you feeling a sense of desperation? Is there a part of you that it almost like reminds you that a part of you is alive that you never recognized before? And there's a courage welling up inside of you. Well, that courage, I think, is going to be inspired by our guest today. Because God is looking at you, and He loves you, and He's going to build you up. So stay with us. Don't leave now. We'll be right back with Cheryl Gruber.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Here
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
For those of you who are parents, and, you know, we've all been kids before, and many of us have, if not all of us, have gone through our teenage years. I realize that there are some little ones that listen to this show as well, but, you know, I mean, the teenage years, man, they are special years. So I'm talking with Cheryl during our break, and we're talking about, we both have teenagers, their teenager Michael, and I've got a couple teenagers, and we were talking about how, you know, they don't talk all that much, you know, and every once in a while you'll get that golden moment when they will open up for Cheryl. It's in the car, and it might be that for you, and sometimes it's that for me too, but you know those moments when they do open up, ah, how precious they are. And I think sometimes we probably misinterpret certain things because they aren't saying, they might grunt and make little noises here and there. Well, you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and my featured guest today is Cheryl Gruber. Cheryl comes from a long ways away, a place where there's a lot of corn and a lot of ribs, and you know, I think we could get used to that. But she has come here with her husband years ago, her husband Tim Gruber, and they have been in the ministry there at Hope Chapel Mililani for many years, and the Lord has used them to minister to many people's lives in a very personal, in a heart-touching and intimate way. And you will hear as she shares how God and why God uses her the way that He does. If you want to hear this program in its entirety, I realize some people tune in the mid part of the show. You can go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and you can get this free podcast. And not only for yourself, but what I would say is you can also send it as a link to a family member or a friend who you know, as you listen, could certainly relate to what Cheryl has to say. And you know it'll encourage them, it'll build them up. Well, send it to them. Send them the hope in Christ through the testimony of Cheryl Gruber. Cheryl, now, what is it that you're going through right now? I know you just came. You just came from receiving chemotherapy. Take us back. Tell us why chemotherapy, what is the condition that you're in right now? What happened?
Okay, about 6 months ago, I had some stomach pain. I went in, and we had some tests done. And it's kind of frightening when you've had tests done and they tell you to wait, and then they're going to send you up to the doctor. That's always a bad sign that they're not going to call you later. And so I knew something wasn't right, and so my husband and I went up to the doctor's office, and he came in with his head down and said, I don't know how I'm going to tell you this, and because he was believing that I had some kind of gallstones or bleeding ulcer or something like that. And I said, well, you just got to spit it out, you know, just tell me what we got to deal with. And he says, you've had metastasized tumors to your liver, which means that you have some type of cancer that has spread to your liver. And we're going to do some tests. And after they moved so quickly, moved it within 3 to 5 days, I had about every test you could have. And it was confirmed that I have stage 4 colon cancer. And they were able to remove the tumor but from the colon, but not from the liver. And there's also some tumors in my lymph nodes and things they couldn't get to. So when someone says stage 4 to you, what they're telling you, at least me, what it meant was a death sentence. My doctor's been incredibly honest and straightforward, which I appreciate. But he said, I can't cure you. There's no cure for you. But I can extend your life as long as you want to fight and you want to do this. Well, part of fighting is chemotherapy, which is they take you to the edge of killing you, basically, and try to keep you alive at the same time, and try not to do it so much that you can't have a life you can enjoy with your family. That's kind of where I'm at right now. It makes it sound kind of easy, but it wasn't easy when we were diagnosed. I remember sitting in the living room with my son's head in my lap, 16 years old, and my husband in his recliner, and we're all just crying. We're sitting there just crying, and for a whole hour that went on, and then I'm just can't handle that. So I jumped. It was funny, actually. I jumped up and I said, "This is enough. We can't take any more of this. We have to do something right now because we're in big trouble if we remain right here." And I said, "Call somebody." And my husband jumps up with his cell phone open. Who should I call? He's running around the room with his cell phone. And I said, "Call." I told him who I thought he should call. And the person he called came within 20 minutes to our home, along with our youth pastor walking in and his wife, who were falling apart because they were like kids to us. And what helped us really turn around, which you hear it, read it, but until you go through it, it's hard for you to do it. And that was to express to God how angry we were at him and how unfair we felt what he had allowed to come into our lives. But when we each went down the line, every one of us mad at God. But by the time we got done, there's God's peace came into the room. And he let us know that was okay. And I'm going to be there with you. You're not alone. You don't have to walk through this by yourself. And so that really helped us get out of that.
You know, when people experience shocking news like that, and when the shock seems to wear off, and then the reality of a bleak situation, and then the emotions of anger can become seething.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think happened, Cheryl, in that time when you expressed your anger to God, each one? What do you think happened on the inside of you when that took place?
What happened to me was just a revelation of truth that God did not cause this. He did not make me sick or bring this upon me. And that his heart is not to harm me, and that he loves me. So that kind of opened that up to me, that knowing him so long and seeing him work through a lot of other things in our lives plus other people's, it helped, just by just being truthful, it helped kind of shift into truth of this is who God is, and who I'm describing, that's not who I have served. Hmm. You know, that isn't the one I've served. This is the one I've served, the one that has a plan for me. He loves me, and he's not going to let me walk through this by myself. And I believe that he can heal me. And so that kind of switched on for me.
Right now, Cheryl, There's a dear person that's hearing you, and it might be cancer, it might be something else that they feel is just cause a gaping hole of loss. Could be a loss of a loved one, could be a loss of a job or a dream, or a gigantic rift that they know continues to broaden by the hour with a dear child, or a parent, or a friend. And they're spinning in a tizzy of regret, remorse, confusion, and anger. sometimes you know how those feelings all just meld together. Cheryl, I would like for you, as you're sharing, I just feel that there's this openness in the hearts of people. And right now, I'm wondering if we could just pause for a moment. And if you can pray for someone who is saying, this lady can relate with me. I don't know how to explain it, but somehow God is talking to me. Can you just pray a prayer over them from you to them, and that God will touch them, please.
Dear Lord, you know the needs that are out there and represented. And Lord, I just ask even now that you would target the deepest hurts. And for that person that maybe has even given up and shoved you on a shelf because they can't deal with what's going on in their life, I pray, God, that you would just press in close to them just like you did to me. And Lord, as they turn to you and open their hearts just a crack, I pray, Lord, that you would come in and that you would minister your healing work. And I pray that you would minister that peace that passes all understanding. And I ask that you would surround them with people of faith that would encourage them and build them up. And Lord, let them know that they are not alone, they are not walking by themselves, but you are holding on to them. And they just need to hold on tighter to you, and that they'll be able to make it through this. The outcome may not always be what we want, but Lord, you always have our best in mind. So Lord, I thank you and I pray for a miracle in this person's life. In Jesus' name.
Yes, amen, amen. That's just faith upon faith. A miracle working faith. As you are in a place of strain, believing that God can perform, as he can perform a miracle in your life, Cheryl, believing and praying that God would do a miracle in the life of our dear listener. You know, as you listen today, we hope that you know that how much God loves you, that he sends Cheryl Gruber to pray for you, because God knows exactly where you are. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, I want Cheryl to talk and share about a moment where she went to Italy, and it was under a very strange set of circumstances, and you wouldn't think that she would go, but she went, and something happened in Italy. Of course, there's a lot of marvelous things to see, but something happened in her when she was in Italy, and the context of it is when she heard about her condition, and when the trip was planned, they sort of converged, and you'll find out what happened. And more than that, as we continue on in our show, how God works through people and how the power of God seems to increase the weaker and the weaker we get. It's ironic, you know, but it's true, and it can be true for you. We come back from our break. You'll hear more from our dear guest today, Cheryl Gruber. What a gift. What a gift she is. What a gift she is to you. We're blessed. And you'll be blessed even more when we come back with more from Cheryl Gruber. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry?
someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com, Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Now you find out about your certain condition, and then it converges with an opportunity that you have to see things that you have never seen before. You might have only seen it in books or watched it in the movies. And there's a real reason, a real cause as to why you would want to go, because it's very personal. It has to do with your family. What do you do? Well, that's the story of our guest today. Her name is Cheryl Gruber. Cheryl has been in the ministry for many years. Well, shall I say, practically all her life, she's been serving the Lord. She came to Christ as a child and has been serving Him ever since. And she and her husband, Tim, have been in ministry, in the pastoral ministry, being used by God to affect people's lives. But she, as she has said, has recently been diagnosed and is with cancer and is now going through chemotherapy and getting the full brunt of all the effects of the changes that take place and the norm, this is normal, and then this is normal, and she just calls it a new normal. Well, you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii radio show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and I'm so glad that you're with us today. You know, the Lord has something very special for you, and to hear this show in its entirety, if you're tuning in right now, you can go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and get the show as a free podcast. And like always, we say, look, if it's good for you, it's probably good for someone else, and you be able to bring someone a bit of joy and a bit of hope if you would just share it. You could send it by Facebook, send it as a Twitter link, or by email. And, you know, this program is made possible. We have sponsors, but we need people like yourself who will feel the leading of the Lord to partner with us so that we can take our program to even more people. There are many opportunities that we have before us where we can actually take a program like today and spread the love of Christ and the hope of Jesus Christ into many, many states and many countries of the world. But we need you to stand with us both prayerfully and, of course, financially. And if the Lord speaks to your heart about this, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and click the Partners tab. We have some information for you there as well. Cheryl, Italy, cancer, how did these two connect? Tell us.
Well, we were diagnosed, the actual diagnosis was the day we left for Italy. But through the week before, we were meeting with several doctors, and they, I was blocked as far as in the colon. So there is a danger of blockage happening overseas. My son is part of the marching band and the various bands in Mililani, and the music department every 2 years takes a trip. Well, we've been paying on this Italy trip, you know, for a year, and we're like, what do? We're all paid for. It's not like we're not paid for. And the plane leaves in 2 days. What do we do? So we called all our doctors that we were working with and our friends that were doctors, and they all said, you need to just go. 1 week is not going to make a difference. Here's some precautions you can take, which we did. And I do not know how to describe it other than I really feel it was the prayers of my friends and that gave us strength to, I felt like I was 20 years old in Italy running down cobblestone streets and running up flights of, not literally running up flights of steps, but tops of cathedrals where we could take pictures at the top of the cathedrals and just being in an incredibly unique place was really good for our family. It kind of broke us out of that. You know what we're going to have to face, but right now is a vacation from that. And my husband, he's so crazy. We went to the Vatican and St. Peter's Basilica, which is amazing. You know, the church they've built as a tribute to St. Peter, who I don't know that he would be comfortable with that, but it was incredible. And we're not Catholic, okay, but there's places with holy water, and my husband was just taking like big handfuls and throwing water on me in this basilica and just praying God's going to, you know, heal me somehow in this place. And I just thought it was really sweet. He was willing to do anything.
Yes.
And he's not like that. He's normally very reserved. But, yeah, I thought, well, anywhere you get healed in Rome, wouldn't that be amazing? But the best thing was the time we got to spend together and kind of forget just for a moment what we would be facing. And that darkness that kind of we felt covering us never returned. There's times of, you know, an up and down moments. There are those of, you know, if I keep going with this, what, you know, how long is this going to go on? And now what am I facing? But we think of Italy. It's just something. Do you remember Italy? And so I believe that was a gift from God for us, at least to help get us through what we needed to get through over the next, you know, several months. And so when I'm in the chemo chair and I'm a little down, I just close my eyes and I see these beautiful cathedrals and I just get that feeling back of the joy that we had together on that trip. It was a real blessing for us.
A real gift.
Mm-hmm.
God gives us these gifts. I think, Cheryl, you remind me, you remind our listener, how fast we live through life without much reflection. It's always one thing to the next. Mm-hmm. And we don't pause enough to extract the essence, the marrow out of the sweet things out of life. Because we're on to the next thing. We're so busy with activity, and very rarely do we look at the value of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And how has your situation right now, how has it affected your view of time and life and the gift of life that God gives?
And there's been a lot of changes as far. The first thing I notice for me is I love deeper.
Hmm.
I don't take relationships for granted. I can't even express what that is, that deeper love that I have for not just my family, which are incredible because they're my support, but the friends and the church family and just those that are complete strangers that are lifting me up in prayer or will write an encouraging little word to me, loving deeper, just understanding what that means. And then the other thing I cried out to God on was, we need more faith. If I'm going to get healed, we need faith. And right now, we're kind of in the toilet on that. Mm-hmm. And so God just spoke to me after 2 days. He said, well, you know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So open your Bible and start really, really just gulping it in. You know, just you can write your little journal things you want to write down, but just inhale it, inhale it, inhale it, and keep that coming, because that's where your faith and stability will come from when nothing else makes sense.
I look at you, and I see your eyes welling up with tears. And it comes from a reservoir of love and depth, and I think perhaps even indescribable feelings that go on inside because of all that you've gone through. And oh, if we would remember that maybe the Lord has allowed Cheryl to come today to remind me, as we're listening to her, that we don't have to wait. We can love and appreciate. We can pause and extract this sweetness of life with our family, with our friends, with those that we're with on a daily basis. Take that moment and express your heart, and take that moment to look a little deeper into someone's eyes. Mm-hmm. To pat that person with an encouraging pat on the back and an affirming nod and say, you're going to do great things. You know, build people up. I mean, the world is full of turmoil and brokenness. And so much of it is because, you know, many of us are broken. But Christ comes, and when he heals us, he brings out a whole new level of grace and love. And, mm-hmm. and Cheryl, You behold that. I behold that in you, and I can only imagine of the grace of God that's on your family, Tim and Michael. We're gonna take a quick break right now. And when we come back, Cheryl, I'm wondering if you can give us some handles of that which will enable us to go through life as we go through. And in the difficult times, what handles has the Lord given you to hold on to steady yourself in the midst of turmoil? We need that, because life itself is full of turmoil, adversity. Yeah. And you have a message. You have a word. When we come back from our break, Cheryl Guber will give us just heart-to-heart handles, life handles that she might have learned it years ago theoretically, but she's certainly applying it right now in her life. It'll be good for you to hear. When we come back, you'll hear more from her. You know, the Lord, when he loves someone, he doesn't leave them alone. He doesn't leave you to suffer alone. He doesn't leave you to try to make it through on your own. No. When you call on him, you realize that he is near. Maybe so near that he's closer to you than your next breath. And he's such a practical God. So he sent Cheryl Guber here today to give us some handles. In the midst of turmoil, you'll get it now when we come back.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Valarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Scripture verses, you know, when you learn the scriptures, when you read the word, faith comes by hearing, Jesus said. And hearing by the word of Christ. The Bible gives us enlarged faith. And our guest today, Cheryl Goober, is here to talk heart to heart with you and me. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. And as always, I'm so grateful that you're with us and glad because the Lord has something for you. Cheryl, what's your favorite scripture verse?
I have a lot, but Ephesians 2:10 is one that I really hold to, which says, "For we are God's handiwork created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." And for me, that's always just spoken that I'm unique in that he's given me unique gifts and a unique way to live this life, and he has a plan and a purpose in it, and my kind of job has always been to figure out what that is and then get in it and get into that plan that he has. I've used this probably most of my life with mentoring young people and understanding that there's something bigger than them at work. Mm-hmm. And that even though what they see in the mirror is not really what God sees. And he sees the full potential of what they can become and what he's created them to do. And so that's always been my encouragement for a young person, is that they would step out and just take risks.
In doing that, mm-hmm. even like where you are right now, fighting cancer, trusting in the Lord for healing, for his healing touch, for breakthrough, for wholeness and total restoration. What handles has the Lord given you on this roller coaster journey of life?
Well, yeah, in the beginning, I love the Bible and I read it. This is probably my 15th, 20th, I don't know how many Bibles I have, but I couldn't read the Bible. I couldn't, and I thought, well, there's really something wrong here, but I could worship. And so, I'm sorry. And I could worship. And when I couldn't sing because the chemo has taken my voice, I'm a singer. Mm-hmm. And so I stood at the back of the church and began to worship. And then I found that place I can hold on here. When mm-hmm. I begin to magnify God and begin to make him bigger than my issue, my cancer, my fight with my husband, whatever it might be, when he becomes magnified and put in his rightful position, the things that I'm looking at, he easily can handle. And I can let them go at his feet and then just worship him. And that was one of the things that helped me break through. I'm now, the other would be the Bible. I'm able now to read short spurts. It's just concentration problem. But able to grasp the message he's trying to tell me, which is his love for me. That's huge, that God loves us. And it's all over his word. I mean, as parents, we repeat ourselves because our kids just don't get it. And obviously, his kids don't get it because he has repeated this message over and over and over in his word, that he loves us and he has a plan. And that's something that I could hold on to. My youth pastor asked me today, are there any prophecies or anything left over, you know, that have you filled everything? And I said, well, there's two still open-ended ones if you're wanting to know. But I go, there's never been that place where I didn't just jump and leap and do what he asked me to do. And that, if you're going to call that a handle, is just obey him. Just risk the crazy thing that it might be, and obey him. Because he's never let me down, ever let me down. And that's what I've tried to even pass on to our young people.
You know, I ask you for a couple of handles. And just like the Lord, we can ask and he gives us more. And you reminded us about the handle of worship. And getting in that place, whether your voice was strong and clear or wherever, doesn't matter. Well, you saw God bigger than your problem, bigger than the condition, bigger than your situation, bigger than cancer. And then the Word of God, the Bible, being able to read the Word and seeing the Word strengthen you and fill you. And it's a supernatural encounter. Every time we open the Bible and we read, the Lord, the Holy Spirit begins to move and speak to us. And then you talk to us about how you, that last point that you made.
Taking risks and being obedient.
Obedience to God. That simple obedience. Oh, that's a handle indeed. And sometimes I jokingly say, but it's for real. Sometimes we know what the Lord wants us to do, and we deliberate too much. We deliberate ourselves out of obedience. And we think, oh, is that really God? You know, it's not rational. It might not make sense. But I think if I'm hearing you correct, you're saying just do it quickly and be obedient, because the Lord has never let you down when you've been obedient to him. Mm-hmm. You know, Cheryl Gruber is a testament of God's love. Cheryl, we've got a couple minutes left. Someone right now is distraught. Someone right now is feeling like, I don't know how I'm going to make it. Don't know how I'm going to make it. What would you say to someone who's going through a really rough time?
I would tell them to hold on tight to the Lord. Just, I know that's maybe a pat answer, but just hold on tight to him. And no matter what is whirling around you, he's the rock in the storm. He's immovable. And I'm never afraid to put, if you see my Facebook, my needs out on that Facebook. If you have someone that you can call that loves you and can pray for you, that is so huge. You know, if you have someone, if you don't, there's churches all over this island waiting for that phone to ring to minister to someone in need. But it's ultimately going to God.
Sometimes it takes us coming to a very desperate place to have that courage. And then we realize it's not courage. Well, we could call it courage. Other people might say, well, that's courageous. And we might just say, no, I'm just too desperate. Mm-hmm. And when you come desperate, shame goes away. Mm-hmm. Because it's like wanting the Lord, needing the Lord, realizing how much you need Him so much that you're not shame anymore. Mm-hmm. I remember hearing once of a friend, Cheryl, who told me about these persecuted Christians that were in a Russian prison. And those guys, he said, after they came out from years of being beaten up and just busted up, and when they would say a prayer before a meal, they would pray because they faced so much humiliation and shame. Mm-hmm. And the Lord was the one with them through it all. Yeah. They weren't afraid to stand by the name of Christ. And Cheryl, you today, you are a great representative of someone who loves the Lord. And I think the Lord looks at you. There's not only a twinkle, but a tear of pride in the eyes of the Lord, looking at you and saying, that is my girl. In the midst of suffering, she loves me. She holds fast. She doesn't walk away. She presses in closer. Cheryl, the hand of the Lord is on you. And because you're here, you have reminded many, many people in a very personal way that the hand of the Lord is on them. Thank you for sharing your life and sharing your heart. Cheryl Gruber, what a special woman of God, a gift indeed. You know, in the next few days, you're going to hear more stories. And we always like to talk heart to heart here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I want you to invite someone in to listen and be inspired. And you know what? There's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. If you'd like to be a part of helping someone in need of God's love and hope, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Click the Partners tab. And to find out what it means to have a relationship with Christ, go there and click the Get to Know Jesus tab. Psalm 118 verse 8 says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guest today, Cheryl Gruber. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.